proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session. This is the concluding message in our series about how God loves the Jewish people and the ways He demonstrated His love. To sum up, God showed His love for the Jewish people in a variety of ways. He chose them above all other nations on earth. He chose to set His love upon them. God made covenants with the Jewish nation itself and with their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Furthermore, God revealed Himself to them. God gave the Jewish people His laws. God delivered the Jewish people from their enemies. Yet there was one promise that God made to Abraham that had even more profound effects than the promises that God kept to the Jewish people. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, quote, "And these shall all families of the earth be blessed," unquote. Abraham did not personally interact with all the families of the earth, but that prophecy related to Abraham's progeny, his descendants, a prophecy that did not come to pass until Jesus Christ came into the world. Jesus Christ, whom Paul described in Galatians 4 as, quote, "made of a woman, made under the law," Jesus Christ functioned as God's greatest gift to the human race. As John put it in the third chapter of his gospel, quote, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life," unquote. As the Savior told the Samaritan woman at the well, according to the fourth chapter of John, salvation came from the Jews. The Old Testament writers ascribed several titles to the coming Messiah. In Isaiah 42, God described Him as, quote, "my servant," unquote. God called Him, quote, "the Redeemer," unquote, in Isaiah 59. God alluded to the Messiah as a righteous branch in Jeremiah 23. David called Him God's anointed in Psalm 2, and God's holy one in Psalm 16. The Old Testament contained further prophetic information about the incarnation of Messiah. According to Genesis 49, He would descend from the lineage of Judah, specifically from the family of David, as recorded in 2 Samuel 7. A virgin would give birth to the Messiah, Isaiah chapter 7, an event that would take place in Bethlehem, according to the fifth chapter of Messiah. Century before the Messiah's arrival, God informed the Jewish people about Him, about His character, and about His work. Prophecies which Jesus Christ fulfilled in the New Testament. Moreover, the Old Testament foretold the nature of the Messiah's early ministry. According to Isaiah chapter 61, Messiah would bring deliverance to the afflicted and freedom to those in bondage, unquote. Both fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 53 declared that Messiah would bear the punishment for mankind's sin upon Himself, that Messiah would die for the sins of others, and yet God would resurrect Him from the dead, all found in Isaiah 53, and all fulfilled by Jesus Christ. The Old Testament also spoke about the Messiah's deeds in the latter days. According to Psalm 2, God referred to the Messiah as, quote, "my son," unquote. God even told Him, quote, "Ask of Me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for thy possession," unquote. Isaiah, in the 11th chapter of his book, declared, quote, "With righteousness shall He judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth," unquote. Only to the Jewish people through their sacred scriptures did God reveal these matters. Only through the Jewish people did God bring the Messiah into the world. Only by the Jewish people did God indeed bless the whole world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.